Oh, hey, Chatter Kittens Games.
So it looks like we've started. It's fine. I'm building a crate speeder currently, which I didn't finish.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Silver Bricks Productions.
Sorry.
Okay, looks like we started. Yeah.
I couldn't get in before. I tried on Hangouts, it just didn't work. I got it.
Oh, that's odd. Okay. Anyway, so thank you guys for coming. And thank you to all the viewers who will be watching this once we're done. So, thank you. So, today we are being joined by Silver Brick Productions and Shadow Dragons Games. So, to talk about the latest LEGO news. So, so have you guys seen the LEGO promotion for Christmas that will be done on December 31st?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't think I have either, actually.
It's the giant present that has, like, a whole living room inside. It comes with two minifigures.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that actually seems kind of cool.
You have to pay, you get it free if you pay over $135 on LEGO, though. But for Christmas, me and my brother both got $100 gift cards for the LEGO store. So today we're going to go and try to get that.
Nice.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah, what do you think of the LEGO Movie 2 sets?
Oh, yeah, I really like those. The LEGO Movie 2 sets are actually really good. I want to get Benny Space Squad because a few years ago, my uncle gave me all his old space sets, so that would go really well with those.
Yeah. And LEGO Overwatch seems good, apart from it being overpriced.
Oh, yeah, it's very overpriced. I saw them... Literally, I went to Walmart and literally the Overwatch sets just came in.
So, yeah.
But they're really overpriced.
Yeah, I was at Toys R Us a few days ago, I was on Boxing Day, I think. That or the 27th, and they just brought in, like, the new sets.
Yeah. I actually waited after Boxing Day to go to Walmart because it's very busy on Boxing Day. So I came the day after. There's nobody there, and there's amazing sales. I'm planning on going back again, like again, because how great the deals are.
Yeah.
Yeah, any LEGO sets that you're planning on getting? You haven't gotten them yet?
I want to get that, like, since I'm trying to collect all, like, the Infinity Stone thingies. So far, I have four. I need the, like, Black Panther one. And I need the Sanctum set. So I'm trying to get those.
Yeah. I have one Black Panther set.
Yeah, I know. You have the Rhino Face Off by the Mind, right?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's just
that's interesting.
You can't really do much.
So, I've set up a LEGO police wrap. Do you think they make too many police sets in LEGO City?
Yes.
Yeah.
Way too many.
Yeah.
Now they're making police.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know, they're making Sky Police.
I got the
Mount Headquarters. It's actually a good set. It's one of the few good sets.
I know, there are some, but the majority of them are not that good.
I know. The Sky Police theme, I checked it, and literally half the airplanes don't even look like airplanes. And the only good thing about the theme is the jetpacks and parachutes that come in the two most expensive sets that nobody's going to buy. So that's why I made a wrap to make sure that, like the 501st, to make sure LEGO listens to us and that saying that we don't want that many police sets.
Well, I don't have many plans for getting more LEGO in the near future until May the 4th, but if they make a 501st battle pack, I'm definitely getting it. I really hope they do.
The next time they release new LEGO sets will be May, and they haven't announced 501st sets, so if they would have... Done it already, so they're not going to get empty waves.
I know. Sadly.
Like,
tons of people really want it.
I know, right? Like, I don't get why they won't listen. only thing that I have that they might, the reason they might not be listening is because how they slaughtered younglings in the Jedi Temple. And yeah. That's why they won't make a Jedi Temple Lego set.
Yeah, that made sense, but a battle pack just with like four of them would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I just finished the Lego Defensive Crate, like, just a second from my live stream last night. My tablet died before I managed to finish. Then I played laser tag. So,
yeah.
Hey, that means I have every single one of the Lego January 2018 sets. All of them. I got General Grievous' speeder, and I have all the microfighters that came out. So I'm going to have a collection video once I get all them, find all the microfighters.
I have General Grievous' speeder too. I got it. It's so overpriced.
I know, right?
I didn't buy it, but I got it for Christmas.
Yeah, no, my parents
found it. Cost $48.
Like, yeah. You found it for $48?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's even
detail. It doesn't even have 200 pieces.
I know.
And then I went to Walmart, and their Hulkbuster was on sale for $12. And then the General Grievous' speeder bike was $35 American. And the piece different. So General Grievous' speeder bike has half the pieces. And it has half the minifigures. That's how lame it is.
Oh, my God. That's
And I don't think the General Grievous is updated from it. Like, it's the same one from the wheel bike from 2014.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's real Lego, but honestly, he kind of looks like, you know.
My problem, I had to blank out a lot of the parts in my speed build because I couldn't open the bags with General Grievous' chest and his headpiece. They're just very firmed in there. I think that they could have made it in a better material too because it's like really hard plastic.
Yeah.
I remember I used to have a left in General Grievous, but Silverbricks Productions, you probably remember it broke the headpiece. So it's not very durable either. Like, we dropped something on it and the head broke off.
The General Grievous minifigure in that set honestly kind of looked fake.
I know, right? But not as fake as the one I used to have. Literally looked like it was had mold on it. It was yellow.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. What do you guys think of? Let's see. What do you guys think of the new waves that are coming out and for 20th anniversary? What do you think that will bring in or stuff that's already coming out?
Yeah.
I think they'll, like, for the 20th anniversary thing, I think they might make, like, a Lego factory kind of thing, right? Because, like, that would be cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's the 20th anniversary of Lego Star Wars, though. Last year was the 60th anniversary of Lego. So.
Yeah. Oh, Star Wars. Okay.
Star Wars, yeah. It was 1999.
Last year they actually made, 1999. They actually made a mini Lego factory where they were making minifigures. And it was a promotional gift.
That seems cool.
This 2019 wave of Lego Star Wars doesn't really look good.
I don't think it's just Lego Star Wars. I think the Lego City sets look trash. The Lego Star Wars sets look trash. They've only made one Captain Marvel set. And it looks okay. And then the Lego creators, there's a few good ones, but the rest looks pretty bad. And then Overwatch is overpriced. The only good theme is the Lego movie too.
But Lego Overwatch, it is good, even though it's overpriced. Like, the sets are good.
Yeah. And the minifigures are detailed. Like, people say Star Wars is overpriced, but that's only because they detail the minifigures. Like, if you look at City in... If you collect all of the, like, police sets, pretty much every set has all the minifigures in the series. There isn't one set with an exclusive minifigure. They're all the same.
And pretty much all Lego City minifigures only have one face, and they have significantly less printing than the Star Wars minifigures do.
Yeah, they don't have any leg printing, arm printing, or side leg printing. Like the Boba Fett from 2002 from the Cloud City has arm printing, leg printing, double. I don't think he has a double face, and he has back printing, back leg printing, and side
Yeah.
printing. And that's
That's great.
2002. For a 2002 minifigure, that's amazing.
That's the that some that you could people could kind of argue that like Star Wars is overpriced, but it's the minifigures are really detailed and good nowadays. Sorry, hello?
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I
It
got kicked.
kicked
Kicked.
you.
I'm like,
Yeah, sorry
sorry
about
about
that.
that. Yeah, okay.
That's
Weird.
weird. Anyway,
Anyway, what?
what? It's
It's
kind
kind
of
of
sounding like a voice.
you're kind of like echoing.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm a robot.
Yeah.
Beep boop.
Jamie's the
Jamie's
only
only
one.
one.
What the? Oh. Am I still echoing? Dang it. Second.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Okay, that was a weird echo. I don't know what's going on. I
Yeah.
don't think. I think this one's linked to the previous one we're doing, but if it isn't, we're gonna have it at least 10, 15 minutes. So.
Yeah, our first one was good.
Yeah.
Can we get Shadow Dragon back in, or is he just gonna join by himself?
No, he'll. I think he'll figure it out. Luckily, the echo's gone because you had an echo on too.
Yeah, that
Oh,
was
Shadow
weird.
Dragon's. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so what do you think of the every year I found last year too was the January waves haven't been very good.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Shadow Dragon's game. Sorry about that. I had to like start. I didn't start a new podcast. I just like kind of went off and back on to get rid of the echo. It
Oh, yeah.
also Silver Brick Productions. Yeah. What do you guys think of the January wave so far? Because they have last year's wasn't good either. So.
Yeah, apart from the Praetorian Guard battle pack is it's good. But the it doesn't it really doesn't look that good. I mean, like the droid gunship is just a remake.
Same with
Yeah.
the AT-AT. The only
Yeah.
difference between them is the Kashyyyk battle droids, and then they changed the feed direction in the AT-AT. So, what do you think of like what is one? Oh, what do you think of the Lego like Orgs and BB-8 stuff like those $100 UCS sets?
Oh, yeah. I don't feel like, in my opinion, they're not worth getting.
Yeah.
But
I don't see any
yeah.
point in them unless you're like a really big collector and you can actually like spend all that money and stuff. And because you can buy like a bunch of really cool sets, right, for like the exact same price.
I don't the BB-8 might be really detailed. It's just I still don't feel like that's worth having. I mean, for that amount of money.
Yeah. I already have like five BB-8s too, so the minifigure is just really lame. Luckily,
Yeah.
to put down the price, they only have one minifigure to make it cheaper. Because if they had like five, it'd be all, like 200, 150.
Yeah. So, they're bringing Clone Wars back
Anyway.
this year.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You didn't hear? Season six
No,
and
I
season seven.
Holy crap, man. I gotta start watching. I haven't even finished, like, season one. I stopped watching a while
What
ago
happened?
because.
I've watched like Clone Wars the whole thing three times.
Me too.
It's on
Yeah, oh, I was watching it on Netflix, right? But then, what's it called? The Flash came out on Netflix.
Oh, The Flash, yeah. You like The
So I
Flash?
binged that. Yeah, but so I binged that, but then like I stopped.
The Flash.
Well, because it has to come out with more episodes for season five.
I didn't know you watched
Yeah.
it. I watch it.
Yeah, I started watching it like a couple months ago. I would do like five episodes like every night.
But yeah, so they're bringing Clone
Oh,
Wars back.
I'm gonna start
That's gonna be pretty soon.
Yeah. When do you think they're gonna put Rebels on Netflix? Because I've already seen I've seen all of season two, three, and four, but I've only seen half of season one, so I want to see watch the season one again.
I don't know when they're gonna bring it.
Yeah, I've watched like on my TV. I just see like at like seven Rebels episodes are on, so I just watch those. Or usually like episode like season two, episode like three, and then season two, episode four and stuff. Because
Yeah.
there's like a of it, and I don't know. I haven't seen any season one on there. I really don't know whenever they're gonna add back or not add back, just add clone the Ezra people back in.
But yeah, back to
Yeah.
Clone Wars. I feel like that a cool set that they're not gonna make would be like, have you seen the, I don't know what season it's in, but like you know the practice room with the Domino Squad crew?
Yeah.
I feel like
Oh yeah.
I feel like that would be a cool
That would be like.
Yeah, it would be, but yeah, I think it is pretty easy to build though. If you watched Watermelon Studios, he built a one by himself and he showed how to he built it.
Yeah.
So also yeah, so what's one thing? Oh, do you guys want a new Venator? Because the last one's still cool, but it's very outdated and it's very curved. It should be a little
Yeah,
flat.
I would like a new one. Like I kind of want it to be like the same as the old one because the old one was really, really good, but it's just like old.
I want the Chancellor to be in it because you can get normal Palpatine, but I kind of want the Chancellor a little more. But I also want the what's it called? Oh, I also want a trooper bay, like so I could have like a gun,
Oh, yeah.
like a barracks or something in there. And I also kind of want it to be a little flatter, so it wouldn't be like as curved upwards. That'd be
Yeah.
a lot cooler.
I really want like kind of just like a thing that comes with like 30 clones and like a bunch of droids too. And
Yeah.
it would be like, well, I know people have done that, like made stuff. And like I know that they're not gonna make it in a set, but like it would just be really cool if like it was like a UCS kind of thing, you know? It'd be really
Yeah.
cool.
A lot of clones.
Actually, from 2011, they made, I think, or was it 2010? They made the Republic dropship that came with like 10 clones. And then at the 2 years before that, they made the Battle Droid Battle Pack, which had like 20 battle droids.
Oh, I'll
So,
see more of this kind of thingy. It's not like it's bad in some ways, but it's not bad in other ways. Like, with the, you know how I got like the set that comes with Thanos in it, right? It comes
yeah.
with the ship, and you can take the ship from the Thor set, right? Like the Thor and Rocket Raccoon and Groot set, and attach it to the back of the ship and stuff. And I thought that was really cool. In because
Yeah.
it's like pod and whatever, but then like if they do that more often, then it's gonna be like, oh, I have to get this set to get like the full thing, But I kind of like the ship, even if I didn't get the attachment thing, I would have liked the ship.
Yeah, I like a lot of the attachments and stuff they've been doing, but I don't want Lego to do it all the time, or else you would at one point they would use, like, for instance, the Hulkbuster. You would have to buy two different sets to make the Hulkbuster. So one set would be half of it, and the other set would be the other half, just to get people to pay for more.
I don't think that would be good, but if they made a ship that's really good on its own or something, and then there's another set that could be attached to it.
Like that's what I was talking about with like
Yeah.
the whole thing. But yeah, by the way,
Anyway.
I got 4 Infinity Stones, man.
Yeah, nice. Also, I'm gonna go complain to Lego today when I go to the Lego store, but I got in the defensive crate set, they were missing one of the pieces, and instead you're supposed to have one of those somewhat short dark gray pieces with the line through the top middle, but instead it's a very long black tube piece, which doesn't even fit the build at all. And that's I checked everywhere, but that piece didn't come in the set. So I've seen that before too by Lego where they put in the wrong piece.
Yeah, that
So
happened too.
and
I
then
remember
so,
I
and then so,
was in a Ninjago set in India. All right, you go, sorry.
sorry, and then something and then sometimes like Lego puts in like two sticker packs or something to the set.
Oh, I've actually had that before in my in a $400 set now. I bought it for like 80. Well, I think it was from 2011. It was Flo's V8 Cafe. Came with two sticker pack. It now costs $400. And if I have still the both sticker packs, one of them I've already used, but the other one is completely clean, I could sell that for a lot of money. It's not boxed though, so it costs a little less, but it's still a collector's item.
Yeah.
Talking about this, it's not Lego, but talking about store mistakes and packaging mistakes. I got a whole box of Oreos, and both of the things were upside down.
What the? That is weird.
Yeah, and then it didn't show the Oreo logo on when you look at it. It shows like the back of it. So I'm like, wow. But yeah, I
Yeah.
thought that was kind of cool.
What was I gonna say? What do you think about the First Order AT-ST?
I think it will be cool. I'm not gonna lie, but I haven't checked it. But it seems cool because ATSD's pretty, fun to just do whatever with, and they're good at
I hate
a good
the First
way
Order
at them.
AT-ST. I hate the First Order AT-ST Lego set. Do you want to
Really?
know why?
Sure.
Because basically, in 2016, they released the for Imperial AT-ST for it had they released it for about $40 American, $50 Canadian. And then the next year, they released the First Order AT-ST. But you know how BB-8 destroyed the head in The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They only released it as its legs and still made it $40 American, $50 Canadian.
Oh,
And
yeah.
none of the minifigures are even exclusive other than Captain Phasma because her helmet was redesigned. And then they made a $20 stand, a 20-piece stand right beside it, thinking that would make up for it, even though the head was at least 100 pieces. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like
Yeah.
speaking of like the ATSTs, and then I just liked in episode 8 when they were attacking on crate. They were like the First Order AT-ATs are huge, and they walk kind of like gorillas.
ATM Heavy Assault Walker ATM6.
Yeah,
That's it.
they walk they're like I don't know, they're huge, and they're also like the Imperial ones. Yeah,
Spoilers.
I kind of want to get that Lego set, but the Lego set wasn't very popular because the AT-AT from 2014 did so much better than it. So
Yeah.
like, I kind of want it, but there's nowhere to get it, and it's very expensive.
Are you guys talking about that first order AT-AT that came out like 2016 or something. Like, no, not 2016.
2017. 2017,
yeah.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah. It's called the Lego set Heavy Assault Walker, but its real name is the AT-M6.
Oh, yeah. Well, Seth has that set. I don't think he finished it, though. He's like halfway.
He does?
Down. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It reminds me of, I think you know who, ends with, his last name starts with an M. He has all of his Lego sets. It takes him months to build, and then once he finally builds them, he destroys them accidentally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyway.
Cammy?
What do you...
Wait, yeah. I'm confused.
Anyway, what do you think about the Han Solo movie sets from the May Wave?
I don't know. I have one of them. I have the Cloud Rider. I have the Cloud Rider swoop bikes.
That's not from the May Wave. That's from the Summer Wave.
Oh, I don't know.
The May Wave was the Solo Speeder, the Moloch Slam Speeder, TIE Fighter, the Kessel Run Millennium Falcon. And what was the final one? Oh, pack.
I mean, they look
so. Pretty- I have all. I'm planning on getting the TIE Fighter, and that would only leave the Moloch Land Speeder. And Moloch Land Speeder only has like, it's only $40 American, $50 Canadian. So it'd be pretty easy to get. So
yeah,
I'm planning on getting them all.
I'm thinking of getting the Imperial Patrol. I haven't got it yet.
Yeah. What do you think of the Imperial Conveyance Transport set?
I don't know. I don't know that set that well.
Me either.
It's very expensive. It's very overpriced. There's a lot of things that make it possibly that price, but like, it's still very expensive. Oh, so Bricks Productions left. He'll probably rejoin. Don't worry.
Probably just a little mishap or whatever.
Yeah, that's what's been happening to me. It's kind of odd, but I think it might. Oh, hey, you rejoined.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Next, do you have any ideas for anybody else who could join next time? Who knows a lot about Lego?
What about like your subscribers or something?
Maybe yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe like, for you, like, maybe, like, a 60-subscriber special kind of thing, or just, like, a thank you or whatever. You could bring some of your subscribers in, talk to them, have, like, a live Q&A.
Yeah, that would be cool, but maybe, like, Lego Studio would like to join.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to have a Q&A video for, like, 1 year and stuff. So, like, how to start a YouTube channel, stuff like that. And then I'll just have, like, I'm also going to have a video where I watch my first videos and I cringe a bunch. So, I think a lot of you guys will enjoy that.
Yeah. I find that funny.
Yeah, and I, back when my light bulbs were all burnt out and it was pitch black, well, I reviewed this tiny set.
Yeah. So, Silver Brick Productions, like, what do you think you're going to be doing for your, what's it called, like, Lego, or not Lego, but just channel in general?
Well, I don't know, just, like, I'm going to do reviews and then some custom stuff in a mm-hmm. little bit, and then I'm going to get, like, I don't know, really. I mean, just sort of what I'm doing right now for a while, and then I'm going to start doing stop motions. I'm sort of practicing right now.
I just got a new stop motion software that's really good. It cost a lot of money. I got it for Christmas, and I forgot what it's called, but it has like a whole. It has a camera, a special camera that you hook up to a computer. But it basically is kind of like a reading light. You know what reading lights look like, right?
Yeah.
You know how you can bend them around?
Yeah.
That's what the camera looks like, and it also has a light coming out of it, and then it also has a ghost function, where whenever you take a picture, it shows your previous picture, but kind of faded out, so you know how much you moved it, and if you need to redo it. And the animation is a lot better. And it comes with so many more noises and music and current mobile one. So I can't wait to start using that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. But I was talking about during, like, overview on Hangout. Well, one of the guys was like, don't play, like, so much music because sometimes, like, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I changed the volume, and that video is 40%, so I've changed it to 30%, and it sounds a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I still have some soundtracks, but that's, like, my main background soundtrack because, like, it's just, like, a background one. My mocks, I'll keep it that to deadlock. And then my stop motions, I'll just have Star Wars music and any other soundtracks that could fit it.
Nice.
The cool thing about this is that because I'm not actually posting on YouTube, when I post it, I add a link. It means when you tap on the link, you can actually turn off your electronic and you can still hear the podcast. So basically, you can put it in your pocket and go for a run and you can still hear it, even if it's sleeping or off. And if you're using other apps, as long as that app doesn't make noise, then you can still hear it, which is really cool.
Yeah, my tablet's off right now. It's still working.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that cool?
I mean, it still works, but for me, it's just a little quiet when I turn it off.
Yeah, Kay the Hutt, last night, he actually told me about some information about the Create Speeder, which I did not know. It's one that, like, when Disney sent Lego the photos, they didn't say that Create was a salt planet. They said it was a snow planet. They thought, so Lego thought it was a snow planet, so that's why there's snow troopers in it. Another thing is, in the trailer, the ski speeders looked a lot bigger than they actually were. That's why Lego made them so long and big.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's huge. It could, if they scaled it down, got rid of everything, like the turrets and stuff, it could actually be a 30. But I really like the turrets that come with it, so I'd be kind of upset about that. The turrets and the towers look really cool. I think I would also be fine if they took away one snowtrooper and added another resistance trooper, because there's a whole tower and two big turrets that, to control, but you only have two minifigures to do that with. So it's kind of annoying. Mm. But it is pretty cool. Yeah, what's your favorite Lego set?
Honestly, I don't really know. I mean,
I like sets that I can just, like, display, you know?
Yeah. I kind of like, okay, the best mixture is a giant structure that has lots of play features, a cool interior, but it also looks great in display. That's my favorite. But I also like giant vehicles, like the Star Destroyer, that have lots of interior space, but also look great on display.
Yeah.
Though the Destroyer falls apart very easily, because the plates are so big, they pop off a lot. So, sometimes at night, I can hear a giant piece hit the ground. One time, I actually, my original minifigure display, one time in the night, five of my minifigures fell down all at once, and it made a big kaboom, and it woke up my whole family. So,
five minifigures did that?
Yeah, minifigures.
Wow. That must have been... I couldn't really imagine that being that loud, but that's surprising.
Yeah.
It is loud. Well, then again, where they were, when they fell down, it kind of echoed because it was very hollow and inside the cabin I put them in. So that's why it made more noise than it should have.
Oh.
It's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, so what do you think? I'm going to build the Kessel Run Millennium Falcon soon, and I'm going to try to get a speed build in of that.
Uh-oh.
I'll try to do it just at my dinner table, because where I'm doing it here, the chairs are like the tables I'm doing it on are very small. And when I built the General Drew's speeder bike here, it was very painful. It might be put in parts though, because if I don't manage to finish building it within the camera time, then I might have to, when I start recording again, it's not the software I use is not supported with my editing app, so it won't let me put them together into one. So it'll be like part one and part two, maybe even part three,
What
depending on
app
how long it takes.
what app did you use for that?
For speed build?
Yeah.
Something to do with Google, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because speed builds are very difficult and they take up a ton of space. Like the video took to do it, like only took up like 20 megabytes. But then once I made it speed, it turned into 149 gigabytes.
Wow.
I mean megabytes.
It's like easier to do that. You can do it with an Apple device. You just do like a time lapse.
Yeah, with iMovie, you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like,
I used to use iMovie for Samsung, but iMovie for Samsung is horrible, especially when they added that update where it couldn't load out unless you watch like five. You couldn't export things unless you watch like five ads. And
yeah.
then even if you watch five ads, sometimes it fails to export. So you have to do it all again. And it's just horrible.
Yeah.
So Shadow Dragons games, are you thinking about ever starting something like that?
I mean, okay. Yeah. I was thinking about it, like you're gonna have like a gaming channel or whatever, because like I can hook like my channel to my PlayStation, and like then like I don't have to film with like my phone or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, do I really want to? Because then like I s took too much time to hook it up, and I'm just too lazy for that. So yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad you can't do a Lego YouTube channel, because then we could have like something like Brick Rebel Lug or something.
Yeah, I was thinking
That
of doing that, right? Because like I wanted to like film all like the Thanos sets and whatever
Yeah.
to show off and catch chow on them. So yeah.
Yeah. I really suggest if you're starting a YouTube channel, don't just do random things, because some of my friends started YouTube channels and they just post whatever they do basically, and it's just a bunch of random stuff, and they only get like 10 subscribers, and a lot of them desubscribe because they subscribe for certain content, but they only get like one or two videos worth of that content, and then the rest is other stuff. So it's not good to do a bunch of random.
I found this one guy.
Yeah.
He was like, well, his first video was like Xbox, and then he was playing Call of Duty or something, and then his next video was like a vlog, and then he did Minecraft on Pocket Edition, and then he did like a I don't know, he was and then he did like an action figure video. He was doing whatever he wanted. It was really weird. Like,
Oh, by the way, Silver Bricks Productions, whenever you search your name up in the search bar, you know that guy who used to do gaming that was under you? Wasn't his name like Silver Something Games?
I don't know. Oh, that was my old name.
Because when he saw you change his name, like the second you posted your first video, or second, I think, he changed his name to Silver Brick Productions
You did?
to copy you. Yeah.
Wow. I haven't found that guy. Like, he's not good, and that's not the guy I was talking about this time, but he does do stuff like that. Like, he did a video on a bus, and it was like his class field trip.
What the heck? That's weird.
Yeah,
It's
I
just
know.
like one time I met this kid at our school, and when we went out for this gifted trip, he tried to do a live stream in the middle of the classroom.
My God. I can just imagine that. What's up, party peeps? It's your boy, no name, coming at you with another vi video. I'm at a gifted program. Bum,
I
ba,
know.
na, na. Ellie, I guess I just.
When he decided to cancel it, he ended up just taking a video trying to post it. And he's like, this is trash. Then when he put his phone down, I tapped post. I tapped, so I posted his trash video and he deleted it, but it got 3 views.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
I know, right?
Damn.
I saw this one channel who had one video and it was just a black screen for 3 seconds and he had 9 subscribers.
I know. I've seen people who have 15 subscribers that don't even post and they never even have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really mind those. They probably just subscribe because they're like friends and whatnot. But like, I don't know. Also, you can just
Yeah.
gain subscribers from just being like super friendly to people, you
Yeah,
know?
I
And
know.
like,
Do you
watch
have any
them.
Shadow Dragon games?
What? No,
Oh.
I don't. Wow, that's just embarrassing.
I'm
You
gonna.
guys
You do
also.
know that we can. Dude, we can actually subscribe to you. Even if you don't post videos, you can. We can still subscribe to you.
I'm gonna sub to you.
Yeah, I'll subscribe to you.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. So we are nearing the half an hour point. For other viewers, we might be nearing like 40 minutes. So this is pretty good. What do you think we should end? Because podcasts, it's better have them longer so you can have more to watch. Because this is my second episode, and I'm literally starting a whole series of podcasts on my channel. So.
Think it should be like at least maybe 50, 40 to an hour minutes, or not minutes, just
Yeah. So, if any, since we have such time, well, do you two have enough time to do at least an hour? Maybe.
yeah.
I think
I
so.
have time.
I have some time, yeah. Since I got
Yeah,
kicked
maybe.
out, mine says we've only been going for like 14 and a half minutes.
Oh, mine says.
Oh.
Oh, Shadow Dragon game just got kicked. It says that we've been going for about half an hour, but I got kicked out at the very beginning, so
Oh.
we've been going for about 40 minutes probably.
One second. I have to go, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, bye. I hope Shadow Dragon's game joins. You have to eat breakfast or something? Okay,
Sorry,
Shadow Dragon. So
I
for
dropped.
production, I believe his I heard his little brother in the background. He might rejoin.
It still shows him here for me.
So, oh,
So,
for me, it doesn't.
I dropped my Hot Pocket and then, like, it turned on.
Yeah, so, what do you think about the Jungle Wave from 2017 in the Lego City?
Oh, I saw commercials of that, so I know about it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my brother has all of them but one set, and he's going to be getting that today at the Lego store.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that he'll have every set and I'll display them all together in the video soon.
Yeah.
I actually didn't have a